Hello, I'm Andrew Richardson and I'm talking about depression and depression recovery. I'm that very rare animal, a depression recovery optimist, and my aim in these podcasts is to open you to the truth that your depression can be easily understood and relieved and quickly too. Now, having talked about dreaming in a previous podcast, it seems pretty clear that this is so important that I should take time in this recording to draw out and repeat again exactly how dreaming plays such a big role in depression. Now, why we dream is the one clearly original contribution by human givens to modern psychological understanding, and it is that which explains what depression is and indeed what psychosis is all about. If you recall, Griffin called his dreaming theory the expectations fulfillment theory of dreaming. And to repeat the essential points to understand about dreaming, it is this. Dreams are the metaphorical playing out of waking expectations. And dreams that night play out emotional expectations that are not acted upon during the day. Dreaming then deactivates the emotional arousal by completing the expectation pattern. It's done metaphorically, and that frees the brain to respond afresh to each new day. And the glorious clincher is that this dreaming explanation can explain depression and perhaps even psychosis too. Thus, it has been known for years that depression has something to do with sleep. For example, experiments have shown quite clearly that if you deprive depressed people of sleep, then the depression lessened. However, it was not until Joe Griffin undertook his groundbreaking research into why we dream that it became clear what a depression is and how it can be lifted. He understood that depression is a response to excessive ruminations and arousals caused by a life which is not working. This then requires a large amount of REM dreaming while sleeping in an attempt to deactivate these arousals. But dreaming takes a lot of energy and the brain becomes too exhausted to complete the required dreaming. And so the person wakes up in a state of exhaustion and demotivation. And then a downward spiral begins of worry, exhausting sleep, demotivation, and a growing incapacity to act effectively to get the initial problem solved and so get needs better met. And how might psychosis fit in? Well, the idea is as follows, that when stress levels get very high, especially for individuals with vivid imaginative resources, the dream state begins to leak into the wakened state. Then the boundaries between the sleeping REM and the awakened REM states blur, such that individuals experience waking dreams. There is then no distinction between the realities that are processed from one's senses, i.e. waking reality, and dreaming, which as we know is closed off from external senses and where the extraordinary and bizarre can be easily accepted. I will stop there.